Second time. Good to have you back. Come back again.
Boy, if that spirit hit you like it did me, I'll go you back.
Who was that second comer? Let's raise your hand. Let me see who you are.
Brenda Counter.
Oh, Brenda Counter. Brenda, we're glad to have you with us this morning. And we're glad to have everyone with us this morning. Did you hear?
Yes.
Brenda Keltner?
Yep.
Well, who'd I say? Sorry, I don't speak plain sometimes. I'm like Moses. I stutter a little every now and then. But anyway, we'll get a message out here. We are glad to have everybody. If it's your first time, second time, hundredth time, thousandth time, we're glad to have you, all right? We're still having technical difficulty with a computer back there and that stuff, and the board won't work. But there's one, I guess, on the way. Maybe done got it. And so hopefully we'll get to getting up there next Sunday to be up there to get all the announcements on and all the sick and shut in and what's sort of going on. But I'm going to be preaching this morning with the help of the Lord out of Psalms 118. If you'd like to look with me, and I want to read just a few verses and then to sort of outline so you will understand what the Lord is saying to us. And so if we find it, stand with me this morning, and I want to read just a few verses of it. And I want to begin at verse 1 in Psalms 118. And it said, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Anybody understand that? God wants to hear from you this morning, not just from me. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron, who was a priest and a brother to Moses, now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, or love the Lord say, that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I want to read verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And then I want to look at verse 13. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted, it means lifted up. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go unto them, and I will praise the Lord. And then I want to take a text here out of verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads this morning. And truly, God, we count it a great honor, a great blessing, great privilege, Lord, to be here in your house here today, God. Father, as we've come together this morning in one place and one mind to worship this morning in sanctuary, Lord, we thank you, God, for each and every one that's come this way today, Lord, to be part of this service. We thank you, Lord, for those that will be listening on the internet and throughout the world pretty much, on radio, internet, one way or the other, Lord. We thank you for their listeners today, God, that will be tuning in to us today. God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word that goes out. And you said it would not return to you void. But you said, Lord, it would accomplish where you sent it into. And God, we know that this word that goes out of these lips this morning only comes from you this morning. And I just call upon you once again this morning, dear Lord, to anoint these lips, loosen this tongue, Lord, and clear this mind that I can understand, Lord, where you want me to go. We ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, you may be seated. I want you to remember the verse 1. You probably done forgot what it said. But I want you to remember verse 1, and then I want to read the last verse in this chapter and see how they compare. Then there's a reason for it. In verse 1 in chapter 118, it said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." Okay? Have you got that? Yeah. Now in verse 29, the last verse, it said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Now the first, probably the first 19 verses, he was just laying out a summary here. Now there were three kinds of people that was really involved here. There was a priest, there was a king, and there was the people. So the psalmist here, and it evidently was a king going to the house of God, or we might say going to church. Amen? So keep that in mind. He was going up to the house of the Lord, and he was going up there for worship. Amen? Now, I don't know what you come here today for, but if you come for any other reason except to worship the Lord, then you're here for the wrong reason.
Amen?
Amen? If you think that you're going to get a blessing just by coming and sitting on a pew this morning and not listening to what God is saying and not being obedient to what God's saying, you're going to go home just as empty after church as you came. Amen?
Amen.
So this guy, and I sat over here Bible study on Wednesday night. Boy, that was a good one, wasn't it? Wednesday night. And I said if everybody Sunday morning would be prayed up, read up, testified up before they come to church and they enter these doors back here, we would know what the Bible says and we would enter them, amen, with thanksgiving and praise, amen. That's what we're here for today, is to give God glory and praise God for what He's done for us today, amen. We just can't expect a blessing to come and sit on a pew and never do anything, amen. We've got to put something into something if we get something out of it. That's just like a well, hey man. There's plenty of water in it. But if you don't ever put a pump in it, you ain't going to get that water out of it. Hey man. I'm talking about a spiritual well today. Now let me tell you something today, friend. It is there. It is there. And all we got to do is just let down a bucket and draw from it and drink from it. Well, you don't have to have a bucket. The Bible says that it is a well springing up in us of living water. Amen. But what? I tell you what, Brother Mark, I don't believe I would last too awful long if I didn't go to the house of God sometimes. Amen. The more I go to the house of God and the more I hear about the Lord, then the stronger I become. Sometimes Paul told Timothy, he said to go down there, but first of all, he said, Timothy, you need to stir that gift up in you a little bit. Amen. We need preachers and teachers and singers. We need to stir up the gift that God has gifted us with. Somebody say amen. Amen. And we as preachers, we need some time, brother. We need to stir this gift up in us. The teachers need to stir their gifts up in us. And not just let it be a dull service. Amen. Because Jesus is alive. Somebody say amen. How many believe Jesus is alive this morning in His house? Hallelujah. And so here in the first 19 verses, I guess it is. The first 18 verses, he was summarizing, and we can see him going to the house of the Lord. But we also can see the reason that he was going to the house of the Lord. Okay? So you've got that. How many's ever been chastised by the Lord? That means have a spiritual whipping. Did you see what the psalmist said? He said, "I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." In verse 18, it said, "The Lord has chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death." I know somebody preached that one, and Mark said it was him, and I had a circle around that. If you've been chastised by the Lord, then you know what I'm talking about. I get chastised pretty often from the Lord. Amen. And the reason we get chastised is because we allow Satan to put things in our minds and in our hearts. Amen. And it makes us miserable when we allow Satan to control our minds and to control our hearts. Let me tell you something today. I don't know where you've ever been beat down. I don't know where you've ever been cheated or not. I would say you have. Amen. In this world. But let me tell you something. The devil will use that to take away your blessing. Amen. If we let him. But we need to remember, if you do somebody wrong, it's not our place to write that, because Jesus said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." And if you think you've got by, you might say, "Well, you know, I have beat the government. Boy, I'm smarter than the government. When it comes tax time, I'll tell you what, I beat that government good." Let me tell you something, you're going to be the loser in it. People face today just, well, they'll say, "Well, the government is crooked." That's true, they are crooked. I don't deny that, but I will deny this. Just because the government is crooked, don't give you and me a right to be crooked. Amen. We're not going to stand before the government in the day of judgment. We're going to stand before a righteous God. And if you beat somebody knowingly, you're going to answer for it. Amen. So we see here, that's the reason ever who this was said, "The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he had not given me over to death." Thank God, sometimes I thought that I was going to die, amen, going through these storms of chastisement. But thanks be unto God. Remember the first verse. It said, "Because his mercy endureth forever." Somebody say amen in this place. Now we're going to get, is it all right if I preach now a little while? I've laid out a little foundation here in verse 19. I want you to look at that. "And he got to the house of the Lord, and the doorkeeper was there." I thought of this. I told Ricky when I come in this morning, I said, "Rick, I said, I'm going to preach a little about you this morning." And he looked at me, "Oh, Lord, what have I done?" But you know what I got in him and some others? Thank God this morning. When I got there, he opened the door for me and my wife. He shook her hands. And he said something. I don't remember just what he said, but it was a blessing. And you know, it's a blessing. And it makes people feel more comfortable when somebody is at the door. Amen. Open the door, shake hand with you, and say, "Welcome today. Enter into the Lord's house." It makes people feel good. Amen. I've been to some places that there wouldn't be nobody at the door to welcome you. Amen. Coming or going. Nor all the time you're there. All they do is sit and look at you and make faces at you. I want to tell you, that's all right with me, because I went to praise the Lord. And when I go to God's house to praise the Lord, I go to praise the Lord. You can sit on your fist and draw back on your thumb if you want to. But I'm telling you, I like to get this gift stirred up that God's gifted me with, and that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I like to see God's people get stirred up with the gifts that they have got, and that is worshiping in the Spirit. Amen. Well, glory this morning. And there they was. They got to the house of the Lord. Amen. They got to the house of the Lord, who it was, the priest or the king or whoever. And he said to the doorkeeper, he said, "Open it up." He said, "Open to me the gates or the doors of righteousness." He said, "I've come." And he said, "I will go into them." He said, "And I will praise the Lord." What did you and I come today for? Amen. It sounded like that guy had a blessing already before he got to the house of God. And now he was going to go in and share that blessing with the congregation. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. I get my breath I'll preach a little longer if you'll shout a little. Amen. Let's let the devil know whose side you're on this morning. Woo, glory. Man, I'm on fire.
Come on, brother.
He said, open to me the gate of righteousness. And he said, I will go into them. And he said, I will praise the Lord. I told Rick, I said, I'm going to preach a little about you this morning, Ricky. So there you are, brother. Thank God for the doorkeeper of the house of the Lord. Psalmist said in one place, he said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper to the house of the Lord and dwell in tents than to dwell in houses full of riches. I'd rather be a doorkeeper of the Lord than to be out there in a world of sin and what Satan has got to offer me. That Satan don't have nothing. Money, automobiles, vehicles, houses, boats, or nothing else can give me the feeling and the blessing that he's giving me right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. I seen a guy the other day. He said, you know something, preacher, you're right. I said, right about what, brother? He said, I heard you make a statement and nobody knows you. And he said, you're right, they don't. People don't know me, people don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
Only you and God knows you.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother.
And Satan.
Yeah.
Now what we do know that when people come to the house of God, you can know that they've got the same thing you got when they come to worship, amen.
Amen.
In the house of the Lord. In the house of the Lord. All right. He said, open to me the gates of righteousness. And he said, I will go into them and I will praise the Lord. He said, now this gate of the Lord into which the righteous, I listen, the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee or praise him, the Lord, for thou hast heard me. And you have become my salvation. Not religion, but salvation. A lot of people today has got a religion. But religion, a lot of this religion will send you to hell. Or it'll take you to hell.
Exactly, brother. Amen.
Religion just ain't going to get it. But let me tell you, a good born again, Holy Ghost filled salvation will get you there. It'll get you through the storms of life. Amen. Religion won't get you through no storm of life. But salvation will. Salvation cometh from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Said, this gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. Listen to what verse 21. Now he was in the house of the Lord. He said, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. And he said to the people, he said, the stone which the builders refused to become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in your eyes. Let me stop right there this morning. Somebody, the scripture one place said, and I preached on it one night, can you describe the greatness of God?
Yes.
Nobody can describe the greatness of God, amen. But I'm glad that I have discovered a little of it, Brother Ricky, to know what the Bible says and to know why the church is here and everywhere. It is not just set there for people all together. It is set there for people to come and to praise their God, amen, who is the God of all creation. I mean, if Jesus is not in this house, we might as well to go a fishing or go with a lot of people I've seen passing in boats at the house this beautiful Sunday morning, heading to the lake. We might as well go with them if we don't come to worship the Lord. Amen. But let me tell you, if you've come to worship the Lord, they've not a big enough fish down in Snake Creek, amen, to bless you the way that you can be blessed with the blessings of God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, brother. Said, this is the Lord's doing. You look around what you're sitting on, soft pews, Beautiful sanctuary. This ain't our doing. This is the Lord's doing. We don't own this place. The Lord owns it. Amen. He built it here for one purpose, and that's for His people to come and receive the blessing that He's got to offer for them. It's a place to come to be prayed for, to be healed, to be saved, and to build up and to get stirred up, amen, to help you during the week. Yeah, I see people that go to church on Sunday and they look like they can't go another mile. I see them during the week and they look worse than ever. But I want to tell you, I see people also come to the house of God to worship God, and I see them just as proud on Wednesday, amen, as I did on Sunday, amen. That's what the Lord will do for you. I need church. And when I say I need the church, you are the church. I am the shepherd of this flock. And I left to feed God's flock. I left to do what He's called me to do. And I can't feed you if you're not here. Amen. And I can feed you. I don't care if the house is full. I can feed you all you can hold and all God can give. But if you don't sit and eat from the table, it ain't going to do you no good.
Amen.
Ain't going to do no good.
Amen.
Is anybody still with me? Verse 24 said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made." Now remember, He was in the sanctuary of the temple. He was speaking. It's evidently this priest. He said, "This is the day which the Lord hath made."
Yeah.
He said, "We will rejoice and be glad in it."
Amen.
He didn't say we ought to.
No.
Church, we don't need to come to God's house and say, "Well, I might and I might not." We ought to go to God's house and say, "This is the day the Lord has made.
Amen.
I'm going to go and I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad." And if you cannot rejoice and be glad in this day that you're alive and able to be here, then God don't have no more use for you.
Amen.
Amen. He don't have no more use for you. See, God has given us all of this. He's given us all of this for us. Amen. Cool place in the summer, warm place in the winter. Good padded pew, I ain't for sure that wasn't a mistake.
Oh.
Awful easy, I know, to get comfortable on these pews.
Amen.
I've had people from all over to come, and one of the first things they look at, "Boy, I love them pews," and they'll flop down on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got about an hour conversation with them because they just don't want to get up.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we clean in the church, me and my wife over here, and sometimes she'll miss me and come looking for me, and I'll be on one of these soft padded seats. She'll say, "Are you going to get up and help me?" "Yeah, in a minute, honey." About the third trip she got to make after me, she's a little ill, and I'll say, "We need to pray." just kidding. But this is the day. This is the day. He's talking about today. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Who did He make it for?
Us.
He made it for us. What did He say for us to do?
Rejoice.
He said to come and rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Lord, I wouldn't want to be a sinner today for no way to be fixed.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes I ask myself, Ralph, how could you have been so stupid to have been a servant of the devil for all them years? You ever ask yourself that?
Amen, brother. No
peace. How could I? Now, Ralph, Willie, and Aline didn't raise a stupid boy like you, but they raised me.
Yep.
How could I be so stupid?
Mm-hmm. I would, brother.
As they sang on E-Hall sometimes, you know. That old song, "I searched the world over, I searched the world over searching for something that would satisfy this hunger. To satisfy and give me peace and joy.
It ain't in the world, brother.
But you know, I searched a lot of the world over. But I didn't find it out there.
It's not there.
You know why? Because Jesus said the world don't have it to give you. If you're going to get peace and joy, you're going to find it in the Lord. Not in the world. Hey, man. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise and say, I've got joy in my heart. Hallelujah. We got something, church, to praise the Lord about. And we need to use it.
Amen.
What do you think he give us his mouth for? You say to eat?
Yeah.
No, he give you. He didn't give you his mouth to eat. He give you his heart to eat.
Yeah. Praise.
He give you his mouth to praise him
yeah.
with.
Lord, yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He give you these ears to hear what he has to say.
Amen, brother.
He gives these eyes to give you light to where you're going. And to read his word.
Amen.
Amen. He gave you these feet to walk.
Yeah.
And he said, let them feet be shod with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. God, I feel something loose in this high place today. Anybody feel anything?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Amen,
I'll be.
Brother.
So this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yeah.
Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
As John is teaching this morning in Sunday school class, God didn't promise us a lot of things. But he gives us a lot of things. That we could really do without, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. And besides, a lot of people, God can bless them with prosperity, but so many people do not know how to handle what God has blessed them with.
Amen.
They just don't know. Take life for granted. I think every one of us sometimes takes life for granted. We get in a formality and we take life for granted.
Yes, we do. Exactly, brother.
We come to church sometimes and just because we have died spiritually, we think the whole church ought to be dead spiritually. Well, I got news for you. As long as God puts breath in me, I ain't going to die. I'm going to feast every day on this word.
Amen.
I got up early this morning and I was sitting in there and I was reading the good book here and getting ready for this morning. And my granddaughter, my oldest granddaughter up in Indiana, she's 24 years old, 27 years old. See, I'm old. I can't remember the grandkid's name. And 27 years old. And she texted me, and she said, I love you, Pa. I needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching me, you know I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love my family.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank God for family that understands my situation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Thank God for family that understands me. And I text her back and I said, thanks, baby. I said, I'd like for you to read Psalms 118. And I said, Pa is going to be taking a text from verse 24. This is a day the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. I text her back. She said, Pa, I will do. I'm going to tell you, she went to church this morning and she's told her mom and her sister and all of them, I believe I know where Paul's going to preach from this morning. I just believe he'll preach from Psalms 118. And then when they hear this, they say, actually must be a prophetess. Just kidding, baby. But I like to encourage my grandchildren, even though I'm not with them. We're 200 miles apart, so to speak. I'm not with them. But I think Cheryl and Golden, whoever does whatever they do to get it out there. And I'm going to tell you, we've got thousands and thousands of listeners over the internet and radio. Thank God for that. Amen. I don't put them there. Somebody smarter than me does. And thank God for people like these that will video it and send it out there on Facebook or whatever it is y'all send it out there on. For my families and for your families, even though they're not here, part be it, they are here in spirit in this service this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for technology.
Amen.
Amen. For one reason, it gets the Word of God out there.
Amen.
The Word of God out there. And those that does this, I know Cheryl does, and I know Goldie does sometimes, maybe some of the rest of you, I don't know, Melody and Brother Durrell back there and all, send it out live on the internet. And I think we ought to give them a hand of appreciation because for this church. And we love you for it. And God blesses you for it.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. It said, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cord, even unto the horns of the altar. Listen to verse 28 and 29, and I'm going to finish up. See if y'all come and get us home. Verse 28 says, thou art my God, and I will praise you. Thou art my God, I will exalt or lift you up. And verse 29, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 118 in verse 1, he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. He said them words going to the house of the Lord. He said these words at the beginning of worship service. The priest started the service with that verse, and he ended that service with the same verse. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. We need to praise him coming in, and we need to praise him going out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Stand with me this morning. If you're lost, backslidden condition, got a need, your marriage is falling apart, you don't know the situations that you're going through, how you're going to get through them. Jesus said, bring all of these cares and give them to me. I can't take care of them, but I know the one that can. And his name is Jesus. If you've never been saved, you need to try Jesus. If you've tried everything else, try him. 1 week. Try him 1 week. And if you don't like it, the devil will always take you back. See, the devil, he'll take anything. But Jesus wants you. Jesus wants you. You are worth it. You are worth something this morning to God and to this church. Church, bow your head and pray whatever you need. Bow your heads and pray as they sing this song. If you need to pray, you come up here. Nobody's going to question you why you're here. Promise. Whatever need. If you just need to come and have a little talk with Jesus. Some of you may have one time knew the Lord, served the Lord, turned your back on him. But if you did, you know, and I know, that you're not satisfied without the Lord. Amen. And come just as you are. Come on and talk with the Lord. I'm done. It's up to you.
That's just the way the Spirit works. Thank God for what I feel. Thank God for
God. Don't sit back thinking somebody will thank you for what they've done. This is about you and the
and
Lord.
Across that great divide.
Somebody need to come.
I'll be free from all my sorrows when I reach the other side. My treasures are up yonder in a land of perfect love. And I know God holds the thread of life, for I can feel the tug. Side.